and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
April 7th, 2001. You've got to love Quebec. By which I mean, you have to laugh at them until your ears bleed. Years ago, Joanne and I took a vacation to Canada. We flew to Seattle and drove around the whole western side of the other half of North America, and couldn't help but boggle at how far the English-speaking majority has bent over backwards for a bunch of snotty wannabe Frenchmen. I mean, come on. Spouting Gallic pride 5,000 miles from Paris just makes you annoying. Or either more annoying. The silly nationalist, flag-waving Quebec keeps trying to cede from the rest of Canada over their huffy insistence on all things former colonizer, but you can't help but think that, if they ever manage it, the only difference it will make is to put another name under the third world nation, calling down that on. Their first official act as a new country would be to request foreign aid from Canada. Especially amusing is their utter inability to handle the fact that English is the new lingua franca. Quebec has raised enough of a stink over their forgotten little language that every product in the country is double-labeled, once in English and once in French. Joe and I were in a Vancouver supermarket, across the continent, in a place where American English is spoken better than in law. And everything on the shelves had an English side and a French side. Crackers, chips, cookies. You can tell what I shop for, can't you? We're walking around, looking for old munchies, marveling at the sheer bureaucratic goofiness of it all, when a thought occurs to me. Oh hey, I say. What? Joanne asks. I've got to check something out. Come on. I trot over to the condiment aisle, trailing Joanne behind, and walk it quickly, looking for a particular bottle of thick salmon-colored goo. Salsa, mayonnaise, mustard, salad dressings. There. Hey, I say. What? Joanne asks again. French dressing, I say, holding the bottle out to her. She takes it, turns it over, and reads. Fran-ampersand-ccedilais. I wish I'd thought to check the English muffins.
The text of this story is available at yod.com. The music provided by Silence Is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.